Because of low lake levels, Petersburg has been running diesel generators around the clock for over a week, but it's still using some hydroelectric power. Bob Lynn is a borough assembly member and is Petersburg's voting member on the board of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. SEPA is the wholesale power provider for Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. Lynn provided an update on the situation to the borough assembly Monday.
The water levels in both of the reservoirs are at a very low and critical level. All three communities are operating a major part of their electrical loads off generators, trying to minimize draw on the remaining water in the reservoirs.
SEPA stopped generating power at its Swan Lake plant near Ketchikan last Thursday. The power provider is still selling a small amount of hydropower from Tyee Lake to Wrangell and Petersburg. In addition, Petersburg is also burning a small amount of electricity from the borough's hydro plant at Crystal Lake on southern Mitkoff Island. Petersburg's utility director, Carl Hagerman, says Wrangell and Petersburg combined are drawing down Tyee Lake by a tenth of a foot each day. That's also the daily draw for Petersburg from Crystal Lake. At that rate and without any rain relief, there's about 25 days left before Tyee Lake will need to be shut off and an estimated 35 days before Crystal Lake nears its lowest ever recorded level. That reservoir reached that record low last summer. If diesel generators fail, there's a small amount of reserve water left in the reservoirs and nothing beyond that. Robert Larson is Petersburg's alternate on the SEPA board. He pointed out the financial impact this drought will have on the wholesale power provider.
Because there's a lack of water means, of course, they're not selling any product. So their budget is going to be at least $1.5 million in the red for this year. That, you know, is an issue for them. They don't, you know, it's not that big of an organization that they can absorb that without some significant effects. So that's something that's in the works, and we'll see that again before this is all over with.
The SEPA board approved paying for diesel generation in Petersburg and Wrangell, and because of that, Petersburg's assembly did not have a discussion about a local surcharge as planned. However, Lynn thought that decision could hasten an increase in the wholesale power rates. Utilities in the three communities have paid 6.8 cents a kilowatt hour for decades without an increase, among the cheapest electricity in the state, and high power sales some years have even led to rebates, essentially dropping that wholesale power rate further. SEPA was formed 10 years ago by the three communities. In each of the last 2 years, the Joint Action Agency has brought in over $12 million in revenue from power sales. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.